Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Willie Dog Show. Get tuned to the bat. We gotta lock it up, lock it up. Put your money up. From New York to Miami. All the way to Mississippi too. Chuck G in the house, baby. Willie Dog on the mic too. Shouts out to Showtime, baby. Yeah. Introducing Willie Dog.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Must have been kissing Pro Stock Joe on the lips or doing something, man. Amen. It's doggone cold. But anyway, Showtime, go ahead and do what you do best, my brother.
All right, brother. Let us all bow our heads. Oh, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come to you today to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for waking us this morning. Thank you for the food you have provided us with. Thank you for the jobs you have given us, as well as the shelter. Lord, we just want to say thank you, because without your blessings, none of this is possible. But as you continue to bless each and everyone who prays and keep faith in you, we all someday together will celebrate the fruits of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, my brother. Showtime, appreciate that, man. Do I need to mute your mic or you going to be okay? What's up?
No, I'm here for Mike because I'm rolling down the road and I'll press if I need to come back in.
Good afternoon, copy call. Can I help you?
Ernie, you need to stop taking them doggone pills, man. You're getting too hyper, man. But anyway, I'm going to start off. Y'all know I got to take care of my sponsors. And right now on the phone is one of my main mans. He must have bumped his head or did something because he's going crazy over that copy call. Ernie, how you doing today, man?
Oh, man, it's a beautiful day. We have been working our tails off this week. We got new products out. We just having fun.
Okay, look here, Ernie, man, I see you kind of done stepped up in the game to help the racers, not just the girls racers, but all racers and maybe all people that just like to do a little something. I hear company car nitrous oxide systems for these automobiles is really stepping their game up. Is that right?
Willie, we're out there to support every racer. I don't care what equipment you're running or what you've got. We're there to help the racer. There too many companies are going out of business, so we're stepping in to fill the gap. No matter what you got, whose system you're running, I'm here to help you.
Oh, man. Now, I also heard you got a doggone special going on them big face gauges there for your notches. The big faces where Stevie Wonder might be able to see them. Is that right?
I tell you what, Ray Charles had to blink his eyes twice. This thing is so big. Stainless steel, liquid sealed, dampened actions, 0 to 1500 PSI. You look at this thing, it's like looking in a mirror. Now, I don't want you to look at it, because your ugly face will break the glass.
Okay,
but I can tell you, these are some nice, precision, liquid fill gauges. Now, these are not the cheap, stainless dry gauges that you have problems with, tire shake brakes. These are liquid filled, and they are high-dollar industrial class gauges.
Okay, since you said high-dollar, I heard through the grapevine that you said you will be anybody's advertised prices like Summit or Jigs. All they got to do is come over there and talk to you, and you'll find a way to beat any of them prices.
Well, that's not a problem because I sold most of them. They used to sell my equipment. I know what they're paying for.
Okay, but Ernie, like I said, you done stepped out the box now. If everybody knows, they know the first thing I usually say when I get to my sponsors is, Moe Speed Shop. Okay, I didn't even say that today. Tell me, I heard you and Moe Speed Shop might be doing a little business, and could you tell me something about that?
I tell you what, Moe and I have locked together. We took him over a truckload of parts the other day. I respect Moe. He is a great mechanic, great technician, goes to the track and helps the racers, and that's what we're looking for. So to make sure that he had parts on hand, we took him parts over there and told him we'd support him in anything he needed.
Hold on a minute now. You tell me I can stop by Moe's Speed Shop and get me one of them big old gauges put on my car.
Well, you may not be today because he called me and told me he had sold out of them yesterday, and I told him he would have some tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. But just in case Moe's don't have them, you still got them though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got them in stock.
Okay.
They run in low, but we got them in stock right now. We got them on order again.
Oh, man, that's good. So, in other words, Mo's Speed Shop, 706-414-6688, has teamed up, or can I say they have joined together with Coffee Cart Nitrous Oxide Systems. That's Ernie Wren and Scott King. And, man, y'all got some specials going on with both of y'all. And I hear you get even get a discount if you get some of the parts from you and take over there and let Mo fix them and put them on. Is that right?
Not a problem. We've got a deal with Mo that working out discounts on installations through him. We're timer work, suspension work. We'll do the intakes, set the nitrous up, send it over to his shop, and let him work with you direct to make sure the car is perfect before it goes to the track. And Mo will even go to the track with you, and so will we. So you get
hold
the double header.
Hold up, Ernie. Now, I've been knowing you for X amount of years, man. I didn't want to tell my age. But I got a damn solenoid over here I've been having for about 3 years, and it's got CompuCo on it, and it don't work. What can I do about that, man?
Bring it over here. I'll give you a new one, or fix the one you got, or give you a new one. It doesn't matter if that solenoid is 40 years old.
I've been had about 3 years now.
It don't matter if it's 40 years old. If it's got a CompuCo decal on it, it's under lifetime warranty. There's no dispute. It's under warranty.
You mean to tell me if I spend $100 for a doggone solenoid, I can get a lifetime warranty with that?
Oh, yeah. We've done that at swap meets. People go down there and buy a used CompuCar kit, come back up and say it's got bad solenoids. We'll fix them or give them new solenoids right there on the spot. Sometimes we give them solenoids that are worth more than what they paid for the kit, but our warranty is no BS.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's Ernie Wren, CompuCar Nitrous Oxide System. As Ernie Wren or Scott King, go see him there. Okay, Ernie, anything else you want to plug before we get out here, brother, so I can get this old show on the road, my brother?
Yeah, I would. I tell you what, you know, don't ever get between Willie and Cheesecake. He will run over you. I made the mistake of taking him to lunch the other day, and Scott came back with some cheesecake. I thought Mo was going to break his other leg. I mean, dog, I know he's going to break his other leg as fast as you move.
Okay, ain't no problem. We appreciate that, Ernie. Anything else, like I said, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate what you're doing, trying to do for the racers. That's not only girls racers. That's any racers and any of y'all street guys. He'll be able to put it on a doggone brand new Cadillac if you wanted to. Is that right, Ernie?
Hey, we'll put it on a go-kart.
Okay. Hey, I heard you already got it on a damn go-kart.
Oh, you saw it now.
Oh, Ernie, one more thing I got to tell you before I go. I know people be getting mad because I keep you on this so long, but like I give a damn, I don't care. We're going to advertise this thing until we get tired. I heard you right now is in the process of making a new fuel blog or something to go on the cars and make them more efficient and make them more prettier when Mo insulate that stuff. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We are working in conjunction with Mo on a design that he came up. We're going to change it around a little bit for flow characteristics. And hopefully by the first of the week, we're going to supply him with the first prototype of concept. If everything works out good, we're going to put it in production for him. And it's going to be probably one of the best flowing nitrous and fuel distribution blocks that's out there.
Oh, man. Ernie, I know everything ain't roses, so I got to bring this up because people asked me about it. I remember back in the past, they said CompuCar had the big nozzles or big noses or something, and they was running 3 PSIs of pressure, and it was blowing up stuff. Could you elaborate on what you done did to alleviate that problem, or what's done happened?
Well, over the years, the problem has never really been nitrous. It's been a situation of fuel pumps, the quality of the fuel pumps, the quality of the ignition, the engine builders changing things, and now everybody's finally getting standard on the quality of equipment that's out there. And we can put a tune-up in there now that's a good, safe tune-up, and never try to push a tune-up to the absolute edge. You know, if you're trying to push 5-10 more horsepower to get it just right, put a bigger set of jets in it and leave it safe. You'll make up 50 horsepower, and you're not going to hurt a thing.
Okay. Well, all right, Ernie. That was a tech tip there. So that you didn't know, that was a tech tip. I appreciate it, Ernie. Appreciate you coming on. Looking forward to going to lunch with you again, because I know you know. You know what I know, what you know.
Willie, I got a good sponsor with the Jet Hearst, Ryan Steakhouse. And you know they'll feed you anytime you show up.
Okay, Ernie. Appreciate it, man. And I appreciate everything you're trying to do for everybody, man. Appreciate it.
Willie, you have a good day.
All right. That was Ernie Wren, y'all, from the 90s. company called Nitrous Oxide Systems. Go over there and see Ernie or Scott for any of your nitrous needs. And I appreciate that. And, yeah, I was patting him on the back quite a bit. But like I said, he pat my back, I'll pat his. I appreciate that. And I don't have to say it. I already said it. Mo Speed Shop, 706-414-6688. You know the deal on that. So just do what you got to do. Okay, today I got to get into a couple of things. I got a couple of controversies going. I got a couple of controversial compliments going. But first, let me get this other promotional stuff out of the way so we can get on the phones and start acting a fool. Hope y'all don't take too long because, like I told you, Post Doc Joe must have kissed me in the lips or we kissing the same woman or doing something because he gave me his damn code. But anyway, I had to help him out yesterday. But today I think I can go through it because I went to try to find me some eggnog, but it was out of season, so I just got me some warm tea and got me some Long Island tea. They're going to make an alcoholic out of me after a while. Anyway, as y'all know, no racing been going on lately, not no big racing. But come next month, pretty soon, it'll be up on you before you know it. 18 February, down in Valdosta, Georgia, Ronnie Brown. He got a doggone lockdown now down there with them G-bodies, E-bodies, F-bodies, some of every damn bodies. Animal Racing, 18 February, down in Valdosta, Georgia. We're going to go down there and tear some ass up like we did down in Florida. I know your Florida boys going to be there to get some big revenge. Big Low and the Ruler. Ooh, I got to say one thing. I know Big Low looking good because he medium low now and lost some weight, picked up another 10. The Ruler, Big Bad Ruler, he looking goddamn good too. All I can tell y'all to do, get your goddamn popcorn, sit your ass up there in the stands, or stand up in the stands or whatever you're going to do because somebody going to get the shit knocked out of them. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the Ruler, but I hope Big Low kick his ass till he can't stand up straight. That's a personal thing me and Herb got. Because if I don't, I got to talk about the Ruler on my show for the whole 2 days while I'm down at Doggone Fat Tuesday, and I got to talk about it in Valdosta. But Wild Man will be taking care of that. Anyway, good luck to both teams. The Ruler, Big Low, headlining, running Animal Racing down in Valdosta, Georgia on the 18th of February. I like Big Low with Space. I hope he beat the dog shit out the Ruler. Now, that wasn't none of me talking. That just was my personal. That wasn't dog show talking. That was me personally talking. Fuck the Ruler. Anyway, I love you, Herb, you big head bastard. Big Low, go to that ass, man. And if you don't go to that ass down there, Big Low said he going to tuck his tail. He ain't going to run. No, he said he was going to run. Straight down to Fat Tuesday, looking for none other than Mississippi Joe and that gangster boo. He said he going to knock the steroids off. He going to knock his titty bone loose, as Terry would say. From that gangster boot down in Fat Tuesday. Like I said, we're going to leave the track at Valdosta. We're going to head straight on down the road. We're going down to Fat Tuesday down in Hub City down there from the 19th to the 21st. Going down there to see Mississippi Joe and them and that gangster boot. Big Low said, God damn it, if he knocked the rule off, he might just, God damn it, go down there and get a damn gangster boot a back tie. I said, damn, Medium Low, you really fucking up now because I really think that gangster boot going to put spades on you. Anyway, two big events coming up next month, boy. You should get your feel. 18 February, we down in Valdosta. 19th to the 21st, we at Fat Tuesday. Like I said, Tony Wright said it might be Slim Tuesday or Skinny Wins or some shit like that. But anyway, we'll see what his goal too fast be down there. Because Fat Tuesday, if you don't get enough in Valdosta, Fat Tuesday, you should be able to get all you want. I hear sniping, all the boys going to be down there. They're going to have a big pro mod race down there. And boy, oh boy, it should be something to see. So anyway, that's what you got coming up. Yeah, we got plenty of time to advertise that. Anybody that don't think we're getting enough attention, let me sign off as my talk show host. As Dog would say, if you don't like the way we're doing it, fuck you. Oops, did I supposed to say that? Man, they say they got kids listening to this show and everything. Wild man, I'm sorry. But anyway, it'll coach you. Now, is that better? If it ain't, tough shit. Let me see if I get Jay Barnes on the phone here, because before I get going here, like I said, I got a couple of things to do. I know y'all don't use me talking this long, but shit, I got a damn headache, so I don't give a damn if I talk all night. Shit, y'all listening to me. I love y'all all out there. Thank y'all for listening to my show. Let me see what I get. Jay Barnes, if you're on the phone, press the one, but if you ain't, I'm calling you. Jay Barnes. I'm going to see if I get Jay Barnes on here and see if I get Jay Barnes. Well, his phone ringing. Maybe he ain't paid his goddamn bill. You know, they live up in the goddamn country. The only reason I want to get him on there, I ain't going to tell you, unless I can get him. Jay Barnes, are you available? Well, you know, they got them old damn numbers up there. They like Bobby Charles and them. You know, they got them old damn numbers out in the woods. They can't hardly get nobody. So I couldn't get him. Jay, I tried to call you, Jay. If anybody get over to Jay Barnes, pat him on the shoulder and tell him to call the show. I see a man with his hand up there. Look like he's from the Atlanta area. Maybe he just made a mistake and got in. Let me see what he want. 444-9819. What's on your mind? Okay. He don't want to talk. Hey, another thing I did today, too. Everybody talking about the show be full of real quick. I called all the way to 30 minutes before my show supposed to come. I mean, 30 seconds before my show supposed to come on, and I got in. So y'all talking about you can't get in at 6 o'clock. You're telling a goddamn lie. But anyway, let me go get my controversy on in there now. It ain't no controversy. It's a doggone controversy compliment. Y'all got to admit, everybody that's listening to my voice now, them goddamn video guys are acting a goddamn fool. Man, LBM, Gunny Picks, Dolomite, and Anycut, boy, them jokers putting on some good goddamn fit. I mean, they put on some vids, man. Every time one put one up that looked good, the other tried to put one of them look better. Now, I got to agree, them some bad boys. If any of them video guys on the phone, press the one button. Any of them video guys is on the phone that I just called, press the one button to anybody else. Also, we're going to try to get BET in there, too. I mean, you know, he got an old camera, but Mustang Walker, so he's going to try to help him get some shit in there. So, hold on a minute. I got somebody to look out from the mail there. Maybe they just got lucky and didn't mean to press it. 301-7045, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Hello. They look at the same brake system that mine.
The brake system?
You know, kind of got my thing is same brake system. Well, a train.
Right. Okay. You want to fix your brakes. I tell you what you do. Get some peanut butter and wipe across the middle of your booty and see how your brakes do then. Anyway, I'm going to see can I get a Dolomite. I know Dolomite going to be one of my main men. He ain't on the phone today. Dolomite, you out there? This looks like Jay Barnes and finally come on. Somebody must have called his old ass. Jay Barnes.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah, man, I called you. I'm glad you called back. But anyway, for everybody that's listening, the only reason I want Jay Barnes on this phone, I mean, you know, he got a lot of things going on down in Macon. But as a track promoter, track manager, he's really stepping his game up. So, Jay Barnes, just say what you want to say. Say hello or whatever you want to do, brother, because, like I said, I know you got a lot of shit going on down there in Macon, man.
All right, dog, I appreciate it. One thing, it's not just so much as what's going on in Macon. What we're really trying to do is push this Grudge Inc. And what Grudge Inc. really is something that represents all grudge races. It's not affiliated with any track. And what we're doing, we're putting up grudge belts for the different classes. And pretty much, you know, we'll have a body of people that would monitor to make sure the belts are properly, you know, handled by whoever they're wanted at the time. And matter of fact, we got the new Nitrous, the Nitrous Grudge belt has been put up, a picture of it has been put up on grudgeinc.us. That's for an upcoming race that's making on March the 10th. Now, also, there's at Runner's Race, and I got that wrong, but at Runner's Race down in South Georgia, the Grudge Inc. Nitrous belt will be up for grab that day.
Okay,
and,
now, what class is that in, now, Jay? You said it. What class is that in?
All right, at Runner's Race, the Grudge Inc. Nitrous World Champion belt will be up for South Georgia for G-Body.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
For the G-Body. And let me tell you, dog, this is how it's going to work. Anytime, once you become a national champion, once you actually hold the belt, and if you lose the belt, it's replaced with a championship ring that proved that you were the world champion, and you pick that up at the banquet, and the reason that you pick it up at the banquet because it's done to help support the banquet.
If I had the belt and I lost it and I had it again and lost it, I might lose it 3 or 4 times. I get a ring every time I lose it.
Every time you lose the belt, you get a ring to signify that you were that you had won the championship.
Oh man,
you got to have something that carry over. Yeah, you got you're gonna keep something in your possession to show that you're a world champion.
Okay, but Jay, let me ask you one question that you might not like to hear. Why do I have to wait to the banquet just to get my ring? If I win the belt now in Valdosta and I lose it, I mean if I lose it now in Fat Tuesday, if per se, why can't I get my ring then?
That was Dolomite decision. I'm okay with you getting it at any point.
But well, what I'm trying to say is I don't want to wait to no banquet just to get my ring. I want somebody to walk around and say, hey, I was the champ. Since I ain't got the belt, at least I can have my ring to walk around with and say I'm the champ. So I think, if you ask me a public opinion, I think whenever I lose it, have some rings already made up from different sizes, and if I lose, shit, replace it with me a damn ring right there when I lose it.
Well, that was it, and that can be done, dog. It ain't voted on, but at this point, our Georgia representative, which is Dolomite, has suggested that
Dolomite, if you want to call press the one button, I need your short ass. Jay Boss makes you look like a midget in the video.
He said that he thinks that would help support the banquet. But to me now, it don't matter. You can pick up you can get both at the same time. It don't matter. I mean, and it's up to, we're going to have a body of people that have to determine that. So,
today I might ask what the public think out there now. So anybody that think that they should get the building, a ring, and then have to wait for no banquet, because just for instance, say we're having the banquet in Columbia, and a guy living in New York, and they snowed in, and they can't even get to the banquet. Then that means he got to wait again to get his damn ring. But if he get his ring, probably if he lose the belt right there or maybe the week after that, I don't see why I got to wait that long to get my ring. That's just my opinion, though.
And I'm okay with either way, dog, but I'm sure Dolomite going to come on and defend his stance. But that was his he is one of the governing body for us to determine when something right or wrong, and that's, he just put that opinion in. It ain't locked in yet, but
hold on, man. I got somebody here that, goddammit, they going to speak their mind. Damn it, they going to speak their mind. We ain't got that much time, so we're going to let her go and get in here now, because if she get on a roll, we might not have that much time. She might want to say something to you. Miss New York, go ahead.
Yeah, dog, I had
yes.
that same comments. I had that. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Go ahead.
I had that same conversation with Terry, and if I'm not mistaken, I spoke to Dolomite about it. I gave Terry the book today in reference to those rings. I was telling him that y'all should also get a ring. So what you can do is when you get the belt, have your ring sized up the same time you get the belt. And
hey,
Jay,
you hear that? Now, that's a god-doggone good idea, girl. Jay, you hear that, Jay?
If Terry's on the line... And I believe I spoke to Dolomite about it, and I might have spoke to Short Dog about it. I'm not sure. I had showed him the book with the rings in it.
Book. The manager, yes. The one that's going to be the head of this thing is Jay Barnes. He's on the phone now. Jay, you hear what she said,
right.
Jay?
Jay Barnes had thought of it also. I didn't know he had thought of it, but that was already on my mind for some weeks. I had been mentioning it to a couple of guys, but I don't remember exactly who I mentioned to. But just up till today, I spoke to Terry Sutton about it here in New York, and I showed him the book, and I even showed him the rings. So
okay, hold on
I guess
a minute.
Me and Jay
Barnes,
Barnes,
can you hear that,
thing.
Jay?
I can hear. How does she want it to go, dog?
Okay, Ms. New York, Jay Barnes, you need to stay on the phone. I need you when you're on there, you need to stay on there because you're the focal point of this. Miss New York explained
okay.
that Jay Barnes is on the phone now. He's the manager to make him, and he's the one I think that's over the whole thing, I assume. But he's on the phone now, Miss New York. Could you reiterate what you just said?
Okay. I was saying, Jay Barnes, that when you know you're going to, whoever you're going to give the belt to, that night when you honor them with the belt, you should also get their ring size that night so then you can have their finger measured. So if they do lose the belt, they will already have the ring too. The ring would never leave their finger. They would have the ring in the belt. The belt would go to whoever, but the ring will always stay there. Like Dog said, that always said that they was that they was the person that originally was the champ before. So I just spoke with Terry Sutton about that today, and I even gave him the book with the rings in it. I gave him a whole book with trophies and everything in it just to show him what the ideas that I had for this year for the banquet and all that. And I think I mentioned it to Dolomite also. I know I spoke to several guys about it for the last couple of weeks, but I didn't know you had the same idea I had. And I think maybe that's the way it should go. Also get the guys' measurements of their fingers when they get the belt, or, you know, and then that night you would go ahead and have the rings made up, and then they will still get the ring. And if they lose the belt, they will still always have that ring, like Dog said, to say that they was once the champ.
Well, I'm okay with that, and it'll be one ring issued.
Exactly.
One ring will be issued now. And what I have is, I got, I think it's 15 belts, dog. It's 15 total belts. There's a pro mod. I'm gonna go down the side of them. There's a pro mod. There's a back half, G body, big block, stock suspension, small block, stock suspension. There's a Fox body. And
okay, Jay, we really ain't got to go through that now, but my point is,
yeah,
you're trying to say you got a belt for all them classes, and you still, if they win the belt and lose it, you're going to give them a ring, too. Is that what you're telling me?
That's right. And we also need, as of now, because it's 2012, all the belts are vacant.
Right.
So
okay,
we're
so
looking,
another thing
we're
now,
looking
not to,
for.
Not to be nosy, but I know damn well everybody else knows it. Jay, who's sponsoring all this shit? Where all that money coming from for that?
It's Blood Inc. It's Blood Inc. And the purpose of it is we're trying to bring, this thing to a new level. Go ahead.
Hold on a minute. Everybody don't know what Grudge Inc. is. What is Grudge Inc.? Who is Grudge Inc.?
It's an organization that I'm chairing right now and I'm funding, but it's for the purpose of lifting up grudge racing, and I hope to a national standard that will put us in the limelight for corporate sponsorship.
Okay. Shit, that's all right. Hold on a minute. I got Johnny here. He raised his hand. Johnny, y'all don't like Johnny, but Johnny, you got something you want to say about that?
Yeah, dog. Jay Bond, I think that's a great idea. You taking a grudge race to the next level. And just like Ms. New York was saying, And also, Doug was saying, a guy shouldn't have to wait to the end of the year to get what's coming to him. Things happen so much, that guy might not even live to the end of the year. So let's not wait to the end of the year to give a man his props. He need to get his props as he's going along.
Okay, well, like I said, Jay says nothing in stone. He's just getting ideas. See, now, this is what I mean by everybody being involved. See, if people get involved early enough, we won't have to worry about these Monday morning quarterbacks and shit. So Ms. New York had a good idea that she was giving to Terry, but Jay Barnes already had this idea that he was pitching. So now we know, instead of having two people bumping heads, we might can come together, and it might be the best for everybody.
That's cool.
Yeah. Jay, what you got? Jay, you still got the flow. We're going to leave Johnny and Mike open, Miss New York Mike open, just in case they got something else they want to say about you, because you the one brought it to the table, Jay.
Well, again, the belts, we'll have the picture of the belts. I know we got one up that'll be given away for the, like I said again, the next two belts will be given away. One will be given away at Runner's Waste in South Georgia. And the second G body will be done in Macon, and the difference is one is a nitrous G body and one is a extreme G body. The extreme G body means that it's the fastest G body on the earth. I don't care how it comes, and the nitrous G body is just that. It's a nitrous G body champion.
Okay. All right.
And
New York. Johnny, y'all got anything to say about that?
Sounds good, Jay. That's all I can say.
Okay, hold on a minute. We got somebody else. Hold on.
Jay Barnes.
Look like Sweet William might be in. 601-5133, what's up?
Hey, dog, what's happening, partner?
Hey, I got a question for y'all. Go ahead. You got something you want to say about them belts, man?
Yeah, I got a question for Mr. Jay Barnes. Mr. Jay Barnes, as you know, we own the Gangsta Boo. And if we have a G-body, and I noticed that you said you have a G-body belt, but you noticed the Gangsta Boo is a stock suspension big block car also. And I noticed you said you had a stock suspension big block belt. So if I win the G-body, do I also win the big block stock suspension belt also with the G-body belt?
No, this is the whole thing. Right now, that's what I was going to say in a few minutes. We're still looking at all the belts at this point. There is no champion. But we're looking for races that we're going to present the just like we're presenting the G-body belt to Ronnie so that he can give it away in South Georgia. We're keeping one here in Macon. We still got almost 13 more belts that can go to other people's races, and that when they put the competition on, that belt can be won. It don't have to be in Macon. It don't have to be in Georgia. All they got to do, all we're trying to do is once we have a, now let me tell you this, you can win the Nitrous Championship belt in down in South Georgia. Then you can come to Macon and win the Extreme Nitrous belt. We got to be two belts because it's two different classes. It's just that you don't step up to the next class. And if you want to get the big block stop suspension, you can win that. Now you're totaling three belts if you win all three.
Okay, so that's what I want to know. Yeah. As long as you step the game
also,
up, man. Hey, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you another question now, Jay. You haven't made any rules yet, but you got the rules haven't been set up yet, have they?
The rules are, we got them, they are done, but we're going over them. The rules are made up. We're just going over trying to make it sure. And all it is, you know, good racing is good racing. It's not changing any of that. But what the rules are for is when somebody don't do the right thing. Like, I'm going to give an example. Like when Big Low ran James Taboo two times in Florida. Well, we have a rule. Huh?
He really didn't have to do that because he really, once he done defended the belt one time, he really got 30 days to defend it.
He only have to put his belt up once, you know.
Right.
That's not, and matter of fact, if the person that ran, if there's two contenders for the belt, for example, the rules will state, if there's two contenders, a number one contender and a number two contender, once the champion whoops the number one contender, he drops back to the number three contender. He don't have to raise. He don't have to raise him next week. He can move on to the number two contender.
Okay, now Jay, what if the champ said, "I don't give a damn. I'm gonna still put the belt up again the next day or the same day"? Can he do that?
That's it. That now, he can't be forced to do it, but he can't.
Right,
do
but
it.
If he wanna do it, if he don't give a damn.
No. That's it's up to him. We just can't force him because
that's what I'm saying, Jay. What I'm saying is, Big Low run the Gangsta Boo and win, and then just say Wilson the rulers are G-body, or just say T5 come back and say, "Hey, I want to try Big Low again." If Big Low say, "Okay," and I'm gonna still put the belt up, it's up to Big Low whether he want to put the belt up or not, right?
Yeah, it's up to him to put it up, you know.
Right.
Otherwise, just a normal grudge race. You can't make
you.
A man
okay.
put him up because, and the main reason for that is because you don't want to catch the champion. We don't want nobody to be able to impose on a champion and catch him in a weak state. Like, give me an example. He may have ran against the boo and hurt a cylinder. So now he's weak, and we're going to force him to run T5. But see, that ain't right. He needs time to heal, get himself back together, come back. So we can't force him to run the belt the same day. But now if he chooses to, that's fine.
Okay, I got you. Miss New York, since you gave that to Terry, and y'all was on the same page, and he already doing this. Is it any way possible you probably give him that same book to maybe get him give some ideas? Or Jay, you already got your book for your belts and all that stuff.
Well, I do, but you know I'm open because I want it to be a joint effort with everybody. It ain't about Jay. It's about good friends.
Okay, because
yeah,
to be honest with you, not to be a diehard, but to be a realist, we don't need 1,000 belts out there and everybody doing the same thing, because it don't mean nothing if everybody doing the same thing. But if you
that's
got them, because
right.
them belts, like you said, people make like they don't give a damn about a belt, but as soon as they get them, they think they done won the damn Georgia Sweepstakes or some shit.
I can send Jay Bonds a copy of that book. Dog, you could just give him my phone number and stuff, and he can text him my address. And,
okay.
I mean, he texts me his address, and I mail it to the wherever he wanted to go to, I'll make sure it get down to him. But I just have one more thing to add to that. Maybe when Jay Bonds need to find out when these guys are doing these races, ask the guys to also give them their name and their ring sizes,
whoever's going to participate in these races so he can have their information in advance. And then all he got to do just make a phone call to the place and say, I need this ring in this size. And normally that I know of, when I get stuff made, it usually only take maybe like 3 to 4 days to a week. So then the person would know that their ring is coming right after the belt. I don't think they're going to lose the belt within a week. Most of them won't, that I think of, won't lose the belt in a week. So you will get a ring within a week. So I think that would be a good idea to ask the guys to please submit their ring size, go to the nearest ring store, jewelry store, and get a ring size, whatever's ring they wanted on, and give it to Jay Bonds in advance. So then he would already have their name and their ring size, and he could just go ahead and just call it in to wherever he's going to get them made at and say, hey, I need this. This is one of my champs, and they should be able to get it that way, you know, in the mail, overnight, FedEx Express, whatever, you know.
Okay, good idea. You hear all that, Jay?
I can handle that. I can handle that.
Okay, all right, Ms. New York, you got anything else you want to say? I hate to ask you that question, but say no, please.
That's it. Make sure you give Jay Bonds my information so I can get his address. He can text me his address wherever he wants this book to go on.
I
need to get out.
I got you, baby. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Johnny, good. You got a thing you want to say to Jay before he go? I mean, Jay ain't finna go nowhere, but you got a thing you want to say to Jay?
No, I'm just listening, dog.
You hold on, because I got some shit coming up in a few minutes. I know you got something to say about it, so I'm going to mute your mic, though, so just hold tight, okay?
All right.
All right. Mr. Joe, you got anything else you want to say? I'm muting the mic. You got anything, Mr. Joe?
No, I don't have nothing to say, dog.
I just hold tight. I'll keep on listening, though. I'm just going to mute the mics, because, see, when I mute these mics, it makes the system stay up. Jay, your mic's still open. You say that, all right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Because I need you to stay around, though, because some of this stuff that I want to bring up in a minute that I can't get none of these guys on the phone, I want you to comment on. Because, man, these video guys, they're doing a hell of a job, including your man Gunny Picks. And you might want to speak on that in a minute. Couldn't get it. So just hold tight for a minute.
Hello?
Oh, is this LBM?
Yeah, speaking.
This dog, man, he's somewhere where you can. I know.
You said it. Who's this?
This dog, man, dog. You know.
What's up, Willie?
Ain't into it, bro. Hey, go somewhere so you won't have all that background noise. I got something I need to run by you. You on my Grudge Mania show, so you got thousands of people listening to you, so you got to be nice as you can be.
Oh, what, you on the radio show right now?
Yeah, we on the radio show right now. You are too, my brother.
Because you caught me in the middle of a shoot, but I take 5 minutes.
Oh, man,
and we shoot part five to the short film.
Could you take a break right quick for me?
Yeah, I went outside for a second. Go ahead.
Okay, look here, LBM. If everybody don't know, go on and introduce yourself, bro. Introduce yourself.
LBM videos. That's about it, man. Do the drag racing. Everybody recognize me in 010, 011. I appreciate it. I'm into the short film thing now, and I'll take it from there.
Okay, well, anyway, for everybody that don't know, this is LBM. If you've seen some of the videos that's on the internet, man, Dolomite throw out some shit, look good. Gunny Picks throw out some shit, look good. LBM throw out some shit. Man, y'all are having a drag race among video guys. Jay Martin, what you think about these guys' videos, man?
These ain't going to be movies in a minute. I mean, they got high quality, high action. I mean, they're bringing it. You know what they're doing, dog? They're uplifting this grudge race thing to the next level.
Okay. Hey, LBM, I just want you to say, man, I seen that one you throw together, man. I swear now, I was at the banquet. I was at the banquet. And I've been damned if I ain't watched that thing two or three times like I ain't never seen it before, man.
I appreciate that, man. It took me a week to actually figure out how I was going to put it together. And actually, like I said, if you didn't do what you did, dog, then I probably couldn't have put it together the way that I did.
Well, I appreciate because it. Another thing I wanted to say, fellas, another thing I wanted to say to my listening audience out there also. Now, these guys here are making it better for us because one do it, the other try to do it better, and you notice you don't see nothing bad among them. I seen where LBM posted his video. I seen Dolomite come back and get a man to compliment, and that's the way it should be. If grudge racing was kind of that friendly on that level, it wouldn't be all this bullshit we'd be having. But, LBM, I just wanted to call you and thank you, man, for the work that you do. Continue what you do, man, and I hope you can make more events, man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, man. Like I said, I appreciate y'all even considering me for a nomination and just recognizing the work, man. If I could get to more races, I can, but sometimes it's hard to travel. You know how I go.
I mean, I can't fault you for that. I know that, and a lot of people don't realize this shit causes money. I was just finna say, y'all got them lightweight cameras, y'all losing weight, y'all getting new cameras, y'all doing something, boy. But y'all are looking damn good. And I'm going to see if I can throw a mic for a minute right quick. So hold on, Kevin.
You reached Stanley Bryant. I'm unavailable at this time. Please leave a name, number, and a time you call, and I'll call you back.
I couldn't get him. Okay, ain't no problem. Okay, LBM, I appreciate you coming on, man. I just wanted to holler at you, and I appreciate you coming on, bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you, too, man.
All right, Jay Bonds, you want to holler at LBM right quick before you go?
Mr. Jay Bonds.
Yes, sir. I talked to him, dog. Him, I and Gunna Pitt are working on something together. It'll be coming out. You'll see it. These, I tell you, the one thing about these video guys, man, they work together to put a good product out. So we got a collaborative effort going right now between Dolomite, Gunna Pitt, and LBM. You know, it'll be coming up real soon. You'll see it. And also, LBM is posting on, if y'all out there that don't get a chance to see, he do post on grudgeinc.us. He will be a regular contributor of any event that he go to, so look for his videos on grudgeinc.us.
Get it. Hey, you better start getting the belt for them guys, too. Okay, Kevin, we appreciate it, bro. Go ahead and handle what you're doing, man, and your shoot, man. I love you, bro.
I appreciate it. Talk to y'all later.
All right, take care now.
All right.
All right, that was Kevin from LBM, man. He do some of the good stuff, but he had that old kind of camera on there. Hello? I'm trying to get another one of my boys on here, boy. And those guys are doing an outstanding damn job on these damn videos, man. It's like going to track, but shit.
You've reached Gunna
Pitt. I might not have to go to track, Jay. I'm sorry.
You need a number, I'll return your call.
Okay, that was Gunna Pitt. I couldn't get him, though, but... Okay, Jay, that was all my little controversy. I wanted to run that. I was trying to get all my guys. I know Endicott used to be listening. Endicott, you on the phone, press the one button. I don't even have to call Endicott. He used to be on this listening, so, but I don't get it. But Endicott is mostly in commercial. He's trying to sell his stuff. And, of course, Gunna Pitt is trying to go out and market himself also. Basically, what I'm saying is the guys deserve something. I mean, this shit is not cheap and it's not free. So if a guy can shoot you a quality video of your track and highlight your track, then he deserves to get paid for this and stuff. And, man, you'd be surprised how many tracks have been recognized now through these videos and how people know us, how you think people know all of us and everything, made us celebrities. Okay, Jay Barnes, you got anything else you want to talk about? Anything you want to talk about is your nickel right now before I get into this controversial shit I'm finna get into.
No, dog, I'm going to sit and listen.
All right, now, you know, last week you dropped off, but I don't blame you, man. Sometimes we get to be going too long, so I can understand about you dropping off. Ain't no hard feelings, bro.
All right, well, I'm here with you now.
Okay, well you can just mute your mic. I'm gonna leave your mic open, but you can just mute your phone though. All right. Hold on, I'm gonna try to get BET in there because BET be doing some videos too. I mean, I love it, brother, but this shit look like shit. To be honest with you, I didn't want to say that. I'm just joking, BET, because you already give me a video, but you know I'm finna see can I get BET if anybody knows who BET is. Now, I think Alabama. I think that's where he is. Hope he ain't listen to me, because if he do, he going to probably jump on me. No, he my size. I can handle him, shit. He ain't no bigger than me. I'll slap the shit out of somebody that's my size. Might not get wrong, but I'll hop away from him. He from Alabama. I can't get away. But he cannot get a hold of BET. He was a faggot. I hope he hit me. Courtney Harvey been texting me, too. They got a big show coming up in the August, but we ain't advertising. Love you.
Hello.
BET.
Hey.
Hey, this dog, man, you on the radio with Grudge Manny with Dog. You got a lot of people out there listening to you. How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing good. Hello, world.
What's
up?
Look here, man. You know these video guys out here, man, they showing out. They've been showing some videos out their ass. And I've been seeing on the net where they say you and Mustang Walker supposed to be getting y'all a new camera. Looks like a new Pro Mod or some shit. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to step the game up for OBT, man. You know, I've been getting a lot of hype, you know. I'm really at that point now that I see that these other guys ain't playing, man. So if I want to be out there and compete, I'm going to have to step my game up. So me and Mustang Walker came up with a plan, you know what I'm saying, work together on this thing, and we're going to make it do what it do.
Okay, well, I'm glad you said that. See, a lot of people might get mad and say, kiss my ass and all that, but like I said, you've got to step your game up because these boys are goddamn it putting out some damn DVDs and videos, man. I have a damn. I went on the internet and started paying for the one I seen on the internet, man.
Yeah, I seen the one from Dolomite. He put up I think a day or two ago, and yeah, he doing all right, you know. But yeah, that, you know, my only problem, I can get the footage, you know what I'm saying. My only problem was the quality of my DVD, you know what I'm saying. I wanna, like I said, I didn't have no problem with guys I got down this way, but the only problem I fell into it when I expanded to y'all crowd, you know what I'm saying, the other guys, the big guys, you know what I'm saying.
But we're not the big guys, and we ain't gonna say that. We all got different.
Y'all big name guy. You ain't talking about it, man. Y'all big name, you know.
Well,
hell, ain't nobody doing the things y'all do, man. Y'all big guy.
But like I said, I'm glad that you recognize that you need to step your game up and you do it. So man, that's what it's all about. Competition. Competition makes you better. It makes everything better.
That's right.
All right, man. We hope to see you out in Fat Tuesday if you don't make $5, man. You know.
Yeah, I'll be there.
The same hotel. I hope we're gonna be in the same place there. So I hope to see you down there at Fat Tuesday down in Hub City, man.
That's right, man. You know, no problem, man. I will be on there. All right, man. I appreciate you. Appreciate everything you do, dog.
All right. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was BET there. You know, he's, like I said, he's shooting, and nothing wrong with a guy trying to improve. I like him saying he's trying to improve. That's real damn good. Okay, now let me get into this other controversy I'm going to start, since everybody asking me whether they're going to be in a big tie action for doggone 2012. Now, to be honest with you, I had this show a couple weeks back, and I mentioned it. Hell the fuck no, I don't think there's going to be no damn big tie action. You know why I don't think there's going to be no big tie action? Because all these motherfuckers scared. First thing come out their mouth, oh, he got a new car. He lighter. He betting me. I don't give a damn about no new car, how light a motherfucker is, or what. Name me one motherfucking car that's brand new out there that they whoop some ass. Sniper, the only motherfucker out there with some damn nuts, and I said that before. He the only one out there with some nuts with a Promar car. The rest of you bitches with Promar cars, all y'all, including Tony Wright, y'all ain't nothing but some bitches. Low hoes is what y'all is. I don't know if folks like to joke about that shit, but y'all bitches, y'all some scared motherfuckers. Matter of Joe Young came out there with his new car. Got the shit slapped out of him. Mike Hill got his brand new goddamn car. Ain't whoop no fucking body. Shit. What else can I say? Everybody got a new car. Cold Killer had his brand new car. Ain't whoop nobody. So what you motherfuckers with these Promar cars scared of? What are y'all scared of? Give me Dobbs' car or the old Jack's car, I'd be parked in front of you motherfucking those cars. Them bitches making the trip. But y'all bitches scared to race. Now, if you want to say something about it, come on there and say something about it. That was Dog talking. The radio show Dog ain't that wasn't him talking. Because y'all bitches with Promar cars, that was just what you is, bitches. You're scared to fucking race. So how the fuck the big tie action gonna be better for 2012 when you motherfuckers always talking got excuse for not to race? You low hoe bitches. That's what I said. Any of you motherfuckers don't like what I said, come on the radio. I'll come to my ass and do something about it, motherfucker. You piss me off, I'll take that photo of colors and go to you motherfucker ass because you're scared to race. Sniper, you a bad bitch. And Dobbs. Enterprise and Sniper, y'all the baddest motherfuckers out there. Y'all the only one want to race. The rest of these motherfuckers, they don't want to race. I know I say too many motherfuckers, but okay. Let me get the man that's sucking on somebody nuts. No, he got something to say, a black bastard. Go ahead, Johnny. I ain't going to be like Post Office Joe. I won't even cut you off.
Hey, Dog, you motherfucker. What you want to do with that goddamn cutlass? You talking all that bullshit.
See what I mean, fellas? You see what I mean, folks? They'll race me now. Go there and jump on Sniper or somebody.
No, you don't want to holler out that bullshit.
But what I'm trying to show, motherfucker, is you bitches will raise me. You right. Raise a motherfucker at the same size as you, you big, silly, black bastard.
Say what?
Huh?
Say what, motherfucker?
I said raise a motherfucker your same size, you big, belly black motherfucker.
Oh, we gonna raise a bunch of them time of bitches just like her.
Yeah, you been raising them with your goddamn lips. You and Tony Wright, that pussy motherfucker. He ain't doing
man,
up a plain good poker.
Hey, motherfucker, we had every goddamn body in Florida running for the goddamn bush.
Man, we ain't talking about no fucking Florida. That was last year, bitch. This a new year.
Hey, dog, let me tell you something. All Hiller got to do is roll in that motherfucker and make a good pass. No bitch going to do nothing. Okay?
Yeah, you just like that. You rolling into the whole house and with no dick. You ain't fucking nothing.
Hey, dog, now, bitch, all he got to do is come in there and shake that bitch down. Watch how them motherfuckers run in the bush.
Yeah, that still ain't showing me no goddamn big time action. If I want to see fucking shakedowns, motherfucker, I go out there and shake my damn self down.
Hey, my motherfucker's fault.
Now, I'm going to say one thing now. I was on the phone with some fellas today. I ain't going to call no name, but I was also on the phone with some old motherfuckers. Now, Rock, the only motherfucker said, whenever he get his shit right, he was going to everybody. But I made that bitch run in the bush anyway. He talking about Mississippi Joe like Mississippi Joe was a faggot. Not Mississippi Joe. I damn near make him get in the back tie in that fucking Mustang he got. Rock, if you on the phone, I know you on the phone listening with you and Pro Star Joe. You a bitch, too. Because I'll make that gangster boot go up in your ass sideways, faggot motherfucker. Now, y'all don't like me talking that today. This ain't on me now. This is just the other dog now. This ain't my talk show dog. This is the other dog talking.
Hey, Rock. Hey, dog, Rock, he will fucking breathe hard. We will go to his ass.
Well, tell Mississippi Joe to get Rock on, because I know Mississippi Joe listen with his big shoe polish head ass. I know he motherfucking listen.
That motherfucker better not breathe like he want to goddamn do not.
Okay, well, then, like I said, so my point I'm trying to make, I know all y'all out here on this radio hear me talking. Y'all ain't going to come in and come in on what I said. If that's the case, I can cut this motherfucker off and go in there and get in the bed because I'm sick.
Motherfucker, get turn around on the goddamn phone and see what the fuck he tell you.
If I call Tony Wright, it'll snow. Fuck Tony Wright. If you call him to tell him I'm talking about his bitch ass. I ain't calling that motherfucker. He's scared to raise. What the fuck I need to call him for? He can talk good. He know how to play poker good.
Hey, dog, let me tell you something. How the fuck you think that, why would you say the man scared to raise and no bitch even fly don't want to do that?
Daddy, shut up. Let me get a real man on the phone. Let me get a real man on the phone. You a fucking play bitch. Let me get a real man on the phone. Let me get back to my self. How you doing, Mr. Sniper? How you doing, sir?
Yeah, it's a grown man talking here.
Say what you gotta say, Sniper. I know I've been acting a fool and acting nasty, but that's just what I do. Y'all know I got a Triple H ready show, but you think I was telling the truth? I don't want to get you in no trouble, but you might have heard what I said.
I think you got some truth to you. There's a lot of people fake racing, and then next thing you know, they locking in the world, and the next thing you know, you can't find them for 6 months. But I'm glad that people want to race, and I hope it continues to go that way. I just think it's kind of ironic and funny how they pick and choose who they want to race, how they want to race, but call themselves the bad.
Hey, Sniper.
Oh, I wasn't talking about you. You must feel guilty.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Now, as I recall, you with us at Darlington, right?
That's how I remember it.
Okay. Now, we tried to run you that same night, but y'all figured I had a problem with y'all car.
Yeah, we
burned I understood that y'all had a problem with y'all car. I don't know that you had a problem, but I'm gonna say you had a problem with your car.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the benefit of the doubt, being the person that's raced the most this year with a big tie. I appreciate you giving
me that. My thing is, why didn't we ever get that race off again?
Because you never showed up to the track till Bradenton, and I had 3 locked-in races by that time. We tried to lock you in. You wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Any other questions? I'll be happy to answer.
You might not like my answers,
but I can give them to you.
Hey, I got this might be another Pro Mar guy. Let me see. This is a Pro 561-2360. You a Pro Mar guy? Hello? No, I ain't gonna cut him off, though. He didn't. And anyway, I'm sending out a challenge to Old Jacks. Y'all some bitches, you scared motherfuckers. Might as well y'all. Sniper slap the shit out of you. I ain't heard nothing from you. Who else out there? Who else I need to talk about? Just give me a hint. What I'm trying to say, all Pro Mars out there, every bitch got a Pro Mars besides Sniper. All you motherfuckers scared. I know Sniper don't like many cuss like this in all this, but this ain't none of the radio dog. This dog talking. All you pro-mod motherfuckers with these cars, you some scared bitches. That's all I got to say. Oh, I forgot. Mike Hill, your curly head pretty bitch. You scared too. You been at your car goddamn year. Ain't whooped no fucking body. And Mike Hill, my main man. But I got to keep this shit honest now. Post Office Joe told me to keep it even. Now, anybody want to talk with Sniper? Tony Fong. You about to dick sucking his nut hugging his motherfucking ears with Tony Wright, and y'all still ain't run no fucking body either.
Hey, how can you run a motherfucking never on race you? Tell me
you
that.
Say,
how can you
run
a motherfucker and they ain't run you? How can you do that?
I think Snap on the phone. I think he want to say deposit.
How can
That's
you
exactly
do
right.
that when a motherfucker don't want to run you?
Johnny, you got him on the phone now. He said deposit. Don't talk to me, motherfucker.
Johnny, let's keep it real. We ain't never not wanted to run you. We've always wanted to run you. And
but
there's no other way around it. We tried to lock you in, you wouldn't do it.
And it was one reason or another that we couldn't get it together. I'm saying to you, you're going to get a run this year. I don't know when we're going to run you, but I promise you're going to get a raise.
Right.
That's
cool, and that's what you're saying. And what I'm saying is, I know when we'll run you. Anytime we show up to the track with the car, we'll run you. There's nothing stopping us from running. Your statement is that you don't know when you're running, and our statement is we'll run you anytime. So that's why you're catching flack.
Okay, go ahead.
That's why you're catching flack. There's no other problem. We want you to race. We're not trying to talk you out of racing, but that's why y'all are catching flack, because y'all are picking and choosing when you want to race and showing up once in a while when there's other crews showing up on the scene more often and racing
Flabber, you didn't win every race that you ran. Now, stop that bullshit. Now, you got your ass cut enough.
Excuse me?
Johnny, what that got to do with trying to get a race now, Johnny? Oh, shit. That's what I mean. Y'all motherfuckers faking the phone. That's some old shit. They racing for 2012, Johnny. Not in goddamn prehistoric days, man.
Hey, Sniper, don't think you can't get that ass cut too now.
Don't think what?
Don't think that you cannot get out of run. Don't think you are so much better than
anybody. We don't think nothing. We're trying to race, man.
Run.
We ain't trying to think we're bad and everybody. We're trying to race. We're trying to race, but it's disappointing. It's disappointing.
You got that ass to a plenty of times now.
Okay, let me
tell
you. You know how we do it now. When Sniper starts talking, let him finish and then you talk. But the point we try to make, we up here trying to figure out when somebody got their ass whooped and how they got their ass whooped. We trying to find out if you going to put up a fucking deposit for the race, motherfucker, not just talk about what you done did. I used to goddamn it fuck all night. Take me all night to fuck. So what the fuck are you talking about? We talking about racing now, bitch.
Hey, right now, motherfucker, ain't nobody doing no goddamn racing. We trying to goddamn get ready for the goddamn season. Get out there and fucking body else.
Sniper ready to lock your ass in.
Right now.
He can't run by his goddamn self.
Well, good. Let the motherfucker run by himself. When we ready, goddamn it, we'll call him.
I'm gonna tell you what, once you shut the fuck up, you get ready then.
That's it, Johnny. When you're ready, then come on and
talk.
When
we ready, we gonna call you.
That's all. That's why you're catching flack, Johnny. Johnny, you're catching flack because you're talking and you can't lock in. You're not going to hear me on here talking junk.
Stop telling me I can't lock in.
Let me just tell you, Johnny, Sniper talking, capable one of y'all talking to Johnny. We can't hear what neither one of y'all said. Won't you let him finish what he's saying? Then you can talk as long as you want, Johnny.
Because he don't want to hear what I got to say. That's why. He really don't want to hear what I have to say. But it's cool, Johnny. All we're saying is you're catching flack because y'all aren't prepared to race when you're on here talking. You won't really hear Tony get on here too much until y'all are pretty close to ready. But you're getting on here saying everybody's afraid of you, and when you show up, you won't race. And that's not really accurate. Let's be real.
That's what happened when we went to Bradenton.
No, you had a man trying
to
race you the whole time you was there. You had a man trying to race you, and y'all were scared. Don't call it something it's not. Be honest with yourself.
Okay. I got somebody from Atlanta. 404-1828. I hope his ain't Mike finna jump on me.
Nah, it ain't Mike. You know who it is.
Hold on, this ain't me, is it?
Nate, Nate, your phone.
Hey, dog.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Dog.
Yes, sir.
If the dude, if Johnny and Tony Wright race NYPA by March 1st, I get Johnny
$1,500.
Hey, Nate, I can promise you that ain't gonna happen.
Hey, well, give me the same clause. Matter of fact, just give us $500 if we race anybody before March 1st, and I bet you it happens. See,
you
that's the
race
difference,
somebody tomorrow, sniper.
Well,
no, stop. He gave you props.
Weekend.
He tried to say you were raised. He tried to say Tony Wright and Janet just talking shit. Sniper,
you
were raised. That's what I'm trying to tell everybody on this phone now. I had to bring it up because I get tired of motherfuckers always talking about what they're going to do and won't put one fucking man step to the plate. Don't put one man step to the plate, Sniper. That's you. Everybody else fucking got excuses why they won't raise.
One thing you gotta really look at this. You know, it's early in the season. I mean, we've only spent 24 days in 2012.
Now, Johnny, you know what? Snapper must have spent 400 days. Spent the same 24 fucking days. I think he on the same calendar we on.
Most people don't even have their cars ready yet.
You need to shut the fuck up until you get them ready. Quit talking about how bad of a bad you is.
Rock and Short Dog and those guys. So, you know, why waste to go get that one big fish when you got a whole lot of other fish that you want to cover too?
Back, that can fall under the category of fake-ass raising, to be honest with you. How you going to say?
Let me add to that, dog. Real quick, I know the theory that he's saying, and I really appreciate you putting us at the top of the echelon, because that's a big compliment in itself of what you just said. But I don't believe that is a good reasoning. But I believe it's truly a cop out, because none of these guys are not going to race. They weren't going to race if Tony Wright beats me tomorrow, which could happen. If he beats me tomorrow, none of these guys that are the old Jacks, Rock, none of them are not going to race him because he beat me. Trust me.
Exactly.
These guys all want to race each other. Everybody knows how fast one another is or real close. We're all competitive with each other. So that's not really it. That means they're just a little worried about racing, honestly. I've been in the same boat, and I've called that same thing. Oh, I don't want to race him yet because I'm a little scared of him. That's the truth of it. But thank you for
I can't talk on his behalf as him being scared, because I'm not him personally, but you're correct by what you're saying, because that's the way, just listening to what's going on and talking to Tony a few times, I know that he wouldn't have no problem getting on the phone right now locking in any of those other guys. But if I go kill that one big fish, then I done cut my neck for the rest of the year pretty much.
Exactly.
So somebody can make it to that point.
That's understandable, but I'm going to say one last thing, and then I got to jump off because I'm actually working. But, hey, I just want to say one thing. Is sometimes my name gets recognized, and it's really the crew of which we race with, Dobbs and Tim Booth and Bill and the whole crew. You know, we got Houston and Doodoo. We formed a whole crew of people that help us do this. It's not just me. Sometimes my name gets recognized. But it's a crew of people that's allowing us to be the real Bears. And I appreciate them guys for putting me at the forefront of it. So I got to roll, guys. Love Grudge Racing. Hope it's as big as it was last year. Talk to y'all later.
Before you go one more time, though, now.
Yeah.
I got to hold your feet to the fire with him. I know you was one of the people that said that it was gonna be more big-time Grudge Racing action in 2012. But the way it's looking now, give me your answer on that now.
I believe it will be. I believe it will be, because I think that it's possible the last man standing might go back together, which actually, if they get four cars, whether I'm involved or not, that's good racing, and it's three big tire races that you might not have seen unless we showed up to the track. So, you know, I think it's a good thing, and then that's going to open up the door for more racing, and there's cars that we might not even know about that are trying to
come. I got some bad news for you. I didn't want to interrupt you, but I just got a phone call.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you want to get into this shit or not. HD said put him on the phone. He want to tell you something.
Yeah, tell him get on if he wants to tell me something. He's got my personal number. He can tell me, too.
Go ahead.
I got
to
hurry up
because
I'm on a job.
Okay, hold on. I need to try to get HD, y'all. And he said he got something he want to say to Sniper.
No
oh, shit. I hope y'all don't get to fight, but I hope y'all race.
We have respect for each other, so it won't never be that way.
Both of us want to race.
Okay.
All right, hold on a minute. Let me just hold tight for a minute. Like, y'all don't know the trouble we're going through when all these people get on the line. There's a lot of people on the line, and the line, I'm trying to go fast as I can, but I gotta get the system back up right, and I'm almost there.
You want
there.
Me to three-way them in?
If you can three-way them in, go ahead on. I won't have to do it then.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can. Hold on.
All right.
No.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey. You leave Mike alone, because soon as Mike get his stuff back, y'all hear from Mike.
Okay, but I got to bring it up. I can't leave Mike. I had to say it, though.
I know what you're saying, but Mike ain't going nowhere. Mike going to be there.
No, Mike's a professional. I can't get him in, dog. I can't get him in.
Okay, let me get him. Well, hold on, Mike. But, you know, I got to put Mike in there. You know, Mike, my boy, but I got to keep it real. If I don't put Mike in there, they're going to say I'm Dean Baez. So I gotta hold him. Let me get HD in there. HD said he got something he wanna tell Sniper. So shit, we might get a raise out of this shit. And then if it is, I done did my job. Post Doc Jones the one texting me, telling me how to do that shit. All right, hold on a minute. Let me get HD in there, Sniper. He said he wanted to talk to you. Oh shit. Two ringy dingus.
Yo.
HD, you on the phone? Go ahead.
I'm on.
Yeah, you on? Go ahead.
Hey, this is A Sniper.
What's Sniper?
Yes, sir. I'm on here. I have my phone on mute because it's noisy where I'm at. Go ahead.
This is for you. Listen to me, sir. I'm not up here to rip and roll about talking and carrying on. You know me well enough to know that if you don't die and I don't die, we're going to race. So,
I believe that 100%.
So why are you coming on here? The old Jack won't race. You know better than that.
He didn't say that.
Hold on. Time out, HD. Dog, did I ever make that statement?
He didn't say that, HD.
But how about your question? How do you think anybody's afraid of you? It's wintertime then.
Time out.
HD, did you listen to the show or somebody call you and tell you something? Because I never made that statement. Dog made that statement, not me.
When you started calling the old Jacks, you're talking to me. And I'm not going to get on this phone and debate you. All I'm going to tell you to do, just keep your shirt on. That's all.
Okay, now, AC, let's get it straight then so you don't misconceive it. Sniper never did call your name. I call y'all name the old Jack.
He did, dog. He mentioned the old Jacks, dog.
Okay. HD, I'm going to keep it simple. I never called your name and said you wouldn't race. As a matter of fact, my statement was that y'all will, that people are just right now laying back right now until they're ready.
I misunderstood my statement.
Let me finish. I'm sorry if you misunderstood the statement or if it sounded something different. But as God is my witness, if I don't die, I will race you back. And I know you know that too. So we got respect for each other. It can stay that way. Don't take out of context that I don't have respect for y'all.
Well, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that you. I mean,
okay. Well, who are you hearing it from?
I'm hearing from you. I mean, are you on the radio? That's the only call in.
Do me a real good favor, HD. Play back the show and listen to everything I said, and one of us will apologize to the other after we do that. How about that?
Well, how about this? I'll put up the deposit. That's where I go racing. You know.
Okay.
You just,
I'll do that too.
Okay. So you know what you said down in what you call? Forget about that. Come with either one of them other cars and watch me lock you in right now.
I'm going to lock you in with the best car I got, and I want you to do the
same. Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, sir. I'm going to tell you like you said a few minutes ago. Why would you do this or why would you do that?
I didn't say that a second ago.
I'm going to put myself in a position to win.
I understand. That's what I'm trying to do, too. So we're in the middle of negotiating right now.
Okay.
I'll be at Fat Tuesday with several cars. If y'all want to race, I'll be there ready to race.
Here's the thing, Sniper. I'm going to Fat Tuesday. I'll be there, but I won't have no car there. I'll tell you that right now. But I'm going to tell you something. All you got to do is continue coming to the races. All right?
That's what I'll be doing.
I haven't just started racing, Sniper. I've been racing a long time. All you got to do is be patient.
I believe y'all are the best in the whole land when it comes to locking in races and doing races. But I'm not going to back down either. I mean, in order to be the best, we got to beat the best. So that's what we're doing.
I don't want you to back down.
Don't feel as if I'm taking shots at you because you evidently think you took it personal somehow or another. Like I was
I'm not going to let you come on this radio. We do have a race car. That's what I'm telling you. And if you really want to talk smack, you got my number. You call me up. I'm gonna lock in a few people. I don't race when a person wants me to race. I'm gonna race when I get ready to race. I'm gonna put myself in a position where I think I can win.
Okay, well, you say you got a race car, AD. I'm going to keep it real. And you got a race car, you ain't racing nobody. Now, we're not even having
it. I'm not going to race. Hey, dog, I'm not going to race when you want me to race. I'm not going to race when Sniper want me to race. When I get ready to race, then we're going to race.
Okay, until you get your shit ready, then we don't want to hear from you then.
I ain't going to keep my name out of your fucking mouth then, dog. I told you that today, earlier.
Don't stop calling your name. Y'all motherfuckers won't race. You some scared motherfuckers.
Well,
you will not race.
You can call me what you like. Just don't call me late for dinner. Okay.
I ain't gonna call you for dinner because, bitch, I ain't cooked dinner.
Well, that's why I don't want you to call.
Look, everybody's having fun and nobody's taking nothing personal because I feel like some people did, but I'm glad we got
Sweet Willie, go ahead. Sweet Willie wants
to
jump on. I think he wants some ass. Sweet Willie, go ahead. Jump back
on. I'm at work, though, guys. I'm at work. Go quick, please.
Okay. Sweet Willie, go ahead and say something if you want to say something.
Okay, I do want to say, shut the fuck up. Shit. I want to say that there's definitely going to be, I don't give a fuck whose show it is. There's definitely going to be more big tire action. You can't really do anything right now. I know behind the scenes. I know behind the scenes that a lot of the top, I'll say 8 to 10 guys, they're not afraid of each other. Everybody, like snipers, everybody's running close to each other. It's just a question
That's
of
right.
who's got nuts to run. Ain't nobody, no, everybody's going to run. I know behind the scenes already that there have been set up races that haven't been announced yet for the big tire cars to go at each other. And as far as the top tier is, like any of those top eight cars, I guarantee you they're going to run each other this year. Okay, and no one on this earth can possibly think that as long as the OJAX are racing that they're not going to race. Their shit's not ready. And if your shit's not ready, they did what Terry did. You ain't here for Terry for months, okay? And I talked to Terry because I told Terry, me and Terry have a date and stuff, that we're going to do something, okay? But right now, their car is not ready, and he did the right thing and stuff. He shut the fuck up, got off the phone. You don't hear nothing from Terry. Okay, other than to say hi every now and then. None of those cars are afraid of each other. They're going to go. But here's the other thing. The big tire cars have figured out that they can get extra money by leveraging their cars into shows and other events. And that's another thing that's happened, is that instead of just doing the grudge race, okay, they can get paid to show up to events, and that has a part of it. So there's a bunch of things going on, but there's definitely going to be some big tire car action this year. So I guarantee that. I'll bet anybody on that.
Okay, Willie, now guess what? I accomplished my job. Now the public know. Now we know. So that's all I was trying to do. I accomplished my job.
But, dog, don't nobody race this
work.
Time of year, dog.
Huh?
Don't nobody race this time of year. Just be patient. That's all.
Well, AZ, on a real note, though, people do race this time of year. You might not want to race, but people do race. Because right now, I know Sniper had to go, but Sniper will race this time of year because it's 60, 70, 70 degrees right there, man. I don't know why
okay.
you can't race.
Okay. All
right. Make
sure
you use the
total
right rule. It's got to be 75 or higher to race.
I'm not talking about it. It ain't just me alone racing no car. I got four other guys.
You know I love you, but I had to get you balling. But I got a wire in the thing.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog. Listen to me, dog. I'm gonna let, not going to let Sniper and nobody else use radio talk that just crap as long as I got a race car.
Okay, 912-8587. You got a four mile car? All right, he wants to go ahead, AZ. But AZ, but you know, you ain't no bad now. You're not a bad.
I ain't trying to be no bad.
You're raising your voice.
But listen to me, dog. You got exactly going on what you want. I told you that earlier today, leave that alone. Didn't I tell you that?
You told me to leave you alone?
Okay.
You told me to leave you alone?
Dog, have a nice evening. I'll listen to you soon.
No, don't you go nowhere. I just want you to answer my question because you know I love you. But I ain't been a dog. You told me to leave you alone. I just wanted to tell you. You can't tell me shit. I'm going to bother you as long as I can get to your ass.
Okay.
But
see,
I don't like to get up
here running my mouth, though. That ain't me.
All right. Well, then, okay. Sweet Willie, you still on the phone, Sweet Willie?
Yeah, I'm still here.
We appreciate you coming on and clearing it up. Now, to be honest with you, a lot of the fans now can better understand where it's coming from. Because, like I said, all lately we've been doing was talk. Now you explained it. HD explained his part. Snipe explained his part. Now we might can get on along with it. But we do want to know. We got to keep some shit going on.
Hey,
here's another thing. Let me tell you, this is another thing about the big tire cars. They're never going to run as many times as the G-bodies because they're too expensive, they're too radical, they break parts, the parts are expensive to get. Some of the parts are so custom that you got to wait weeks to get them back. So then, if that's the kind of racing you expect, that's never going to happen. Okay, that they're going to be able to come to every single event and race every single week. Most teams just can't afford to do that.
Thank you, Willie. Thank you for explaining that. You guys don't understand that. And you can just bring a car every day and race it.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. So, you know, I had a 30-day where we had to stop testing everything else, man, because I ran out of money. I mean, I'm way over budget, you know, and if it wasn't for my partners, you know, but even with that, we had to wait for certain parts to come back in to go back testing.
So okay, so I assume, Willie, that since you're talking and you're today, you okay now? Your health is back to where it's supposed to be at?
I mean, my blood sugar was down to 119, so I'm pretty happy about that. So,
okay, so I heard you talking
yeah,
shit today, you even cuss.
I'm not really talking shit. I just know there are certain people in the game. Everybody knows Sniper's going to run. And if anybody thinks that the O-Jacks are not going to run, they came on and explained it. They said that the equipment they had was not competitive and that they were going to step up. And anybody knows you got HD upset on a personal level. Anybody knows HD, Terry, and the O-Jacks, when they say they're going to do something, they're going to do it. I take them at their word. You know, me and Terry have been going at each other for 10 years, okay, and we've never raced a big-tire car. He's bet on other cars against us, and I bet against him. But there's no doubt in my mind, okay, as long as we're all drawing breath, that they're coming to the table.
Okay,
no
good. Sniper,
like
did you Sniper's go or not? I know Sniper's on the job. Sniper, you on mute. Come back right quick and give me your final thoughts right quick. Sniper.
Yeah,
well, I actually not.
Hey, Sniper, give me your final thoughts right quick before you go.
Oh, I just hope, like I said to start with,
Johnny, be quiet. Go ahead, Sniper.
I'll say the same thing I said the first time, that I think there's going to be a lot of big tire grudge racing this year. That's what I said before. I don't know how it got misconstrued. If it makes more racing, I'm glad it happened. But if not, then, you know, so be it. I know we're ready to race. And we'll be out there. It'll be a fat Tuesday if anybody's looking for action.
Okay, appreciate it, Sniper. All right.
Good luck to everybody in their endeavors. Bye.
HD, you still out there, HD?
Yeah, that's some real bitch shit, right? Just hear it in.
Okay. I didn't want your blood pressure to go up, though, but you got a thing you want to say? I just want to stir up a little controversy. It got stirred up, and a lot of shit got answered. So what's on your mind, HD?
This man used to drive a car for us. I don't know how he's making these accusations that he even think that we're not going to lose.
He didn't make no accusation, HD. I don't know who tells you that. He never said nothing, HD. I'm serious. But anyway, it's all good, though. Stay around. We're going to get ready to close down. I ain't got enough to start. I started enough shit right now. Let me get this call here, and we finna get out of here. I'm sick anyway. 706-7081. What's on your mind? Hello. Okay, nothing on your mind. Anyway, is Big Nate still there? Nate, you still there, Nate?
Man, fuck Nate.
Okay, Nate and Mac, either one of y'all. Y'all still there? Give me your final thoughts, man. We finna get out of here. Ain't nothing else going on. Did Mac leave too? Mac, you gone?
Yeah, bro.
Give me your final thoughts, man. I got to come to what I wanted to. We got some answers. I got some answers I didn't know, so I'm good to go now.
I think it's going to be some good action this year.
Okay. All right. No problem. That's all you got?
Yep. Right now, I ain't got nothing else.
Okay. I'm finna mute your mic then. If y'all got anything you want to say again, just hit the one button and come on back in there. I'm finna go down there and close these mics. I'm finna get out of here. Go ahead and Mississippi Joe, your mic been on the whole while. Mississippi Joe.
Hey, what up, dog? What's going on, buddy?
I want you to tell me, is Rock a faggot or not? Anybody know Rock? I'm going to get Rock on the phone. I think Mississippi Joe want to talk to Rock, don't you?
Dog, but you know, man, everybody know how Rock is. Everybody know if Rock wants to run, he's going to get on here and stick his chest out and pump his chest out and this and that. So, dog, I take it that he don't want none of my trouble, you know?
Oh, okay.
That's the way I take it now. Has anybody else heard anything different?
I don't know, Mississippi Joe. But if he wants some of your trouble, you ain't hard to find, are you?
No, sir. That's why I check in every now and then.
Okay.
I'm like the house doctor. So
what if I need a job done?
Call on me. I'm a small contractor, but I do big jobs.
Hey, Johnny, if you could hold the Rock faggot ass telling Mississippi Joe, say he would have contract a job on his ass.
Hey, dog, I got a question for you. Do you know what a pecking order means?
A what?
A pecking order.
A pecking order, yeah, I know the pecking order, yeah. Yeah, I know what that means.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you this here.
You know there's a hidden list.
Is what now?
You know there's a pecking order of everybody in 2012.
A pecking order just means who's in charge in the, you know, the rank, who in charge is in the ranking. Yeah, I know.
Exactly, you got it.
Yeah, I know. So what you said, what that mean?
That means we got a list of names. We're going to go down the line, fucking them up.
And we got him in order that way some of these slow crabs, you know, they won't run out the way, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, no problem. All right. Hey, that don't mean shit, though, Janet, but anyway,
my,
whatever you say.
My thing is, why go at the top car when you can get all these other cars there first?
That sounds good, John, on paper, but that don't mean shit in real life. But anyway, I go along with it, okay?
Hey, dog, one thing I want you to do, I want you to take lead and educate him on drag race.
he get educated.
A lot of times, lead open his mouth, but he don't really understand what's going on. You see what I'm saying? Maybe you need to pull him to the side and teach him a thing or two.
All right, no problem. Hold on a minute. Let me see. Sweet Willie.
Yes, sir.
Got any final thoughts you want to do before we get out of here, man?
Yeah, Johnny's full of shit. He's blowing that fucking horn and nothing's coming out of it. Okay, that's just the bottom line and stuff. Yo, none of the top cars are afraid of each other, and they're going to race each other. And Johnny's going to find out when it gets warmer, ain't no afraid of no goddamn Tony Wright. Period.
Well, time will tell.
You're absolutely right. One of us is wrong. Okay? And I'll be back on. Okay. Leave it at that.
Hey, Jay Barnes. Is Jay Barnes, you see that, Jay Barnes? I know you might have a little thought to put on some of them big time actions that come down to making and do some racing, ain't you?
I was listening, and what I see right now, I see putting some money on. But you know what, dog? I think I'm gonna go ahead and get me some big time rankings because the belt is vacant. The good eat belt is vacant. I'm gonna go ahead and get me a ranking, a pecking order according to Johnny. And let's see, is that belt going to be forever? Will it ever have somebody to claim it, or will it just everybody just be in their ranking?
Okay, well, we got Sweet Willie on the phone. You might not know who Sweet Willie is, but if you listen to the shows all the time, he's the new report. You know, he's in with the management down at Darlington. And I heard a couple of people say they didn't want to run him in at Darlington because they was part of the track. So would you have any problem with having Sweet Willie and his crew down in Macon, or Sweet Willie, would you have any problem going to Macon?
Yeah, we're going to try to support everybody as soon as we can. But like I said before, and that's why I left it alone, is that we got to take care of business first. We're trying to make Darlington the grudge capital of the world, okay? If you guys have complaints or concerns, anything that we can do to make that track better, starting from the food on down to straightening out bumps, you know, special parking for the grudge races, that's what we've got to do first. And right now, it's all time-consuming. And as soon as we can get it established and running smooth, okay, then we're going to be able to break away and go to some of these events that I'm telling you that are in the works and almost signed and dotted. You're going to see some big tire action, and we're going to be in the middle of it.
Okay, Willie, I'm going to ask you this question because I respect your opinion and I know what you're from. I know you said them belts is a bunch of bullshit and they cause confusion and nothing, but do you think the belts is okay if it's run according to the way it's supposed to be run correctly?
Well, that was my criticism of it in the beginning, is because they made rules and you know, then some people didn't show up and the guy got to keep the belt and then Sniper had the belt, no one would come run him. You know, I hate saying anything bad about people that are trying to promote or do something for the sport of drag racing. I hate saying it, but the way that it was set up, okay, it was just such bullshit. Every week it was a different rule. I got a different rule for this, got a different rule for this person. Sniper was the champ. No one would come to him. First, it was a $5,000 minimum. Then it had to be $1,500. Sniper didn't want to do it. They threatened to take the belt away. So much shit back and forth. And
right, Willie, what I want you to do, is get with Jay Barnes and get on his committee, too, because we need input from a real man from both sides. See, all this is right. If you run this shit right, I don't care what you say. The money is good, but if somebody got something similarized that they the top dog, trust me, they like it. If you don't believe it, look at Terry then when they won that belt. Terry got that belt, put it around his waist, and danced for 30 minutes at the damn track.
Right. Make the belt mean something. Don't make it because he's your friend. He gets to keep it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what turned me off about it is that, you know, you don't need a belt. And like I said, if you make a rule that the champion has to defend it, well, if no one comes back, Sniper was in Maryland, no one wanted to come there. So So why does he lose the belt? He had to travel at every single race that he had. okay,
right,
when he had the belt, and he was willing to race. How is that fair? I mean, whatever the rules are, and if you get some of the guys in it that are in the top echelons, if you get those guys in it to put input behind it, yes, then the belt would mean something.
Okay, appreciate it, Willie. I just wanted, all right, give me your final thoughts, Willie. We're finna get ready to close this thing down, but give me your final thoughts, bro.
Yo, we got snow up here. Y'all talking about racing. Yo, it's coming soon, and I hope there's a lot of action, and I hope a lot of it's at Darlington. You guys have
okay,
a good night.
Okay, appreciate it. Jay Barnes, did you hear all those comments we got today on the belts and everything?
I did, dog. I did.
Okay. All of, you know, we have some good positive stuff. Johnny, give me your final thoughts, brother.
Dog, I think it's going to be a lot of action, you know, going on in 2012. You know, everybody just has to be patient. I mean, a lot of guys are getting new cars, new motors, new toys, what have you. So, you know, it just remains to be seen, you know, what's going to happen.
I got you. Okay, John, appreciate it. Mississippi Joe, you still there, Mississippi Joe?
Yeah, I'm still here, dog.
Give me your signature. Give me your signature, man.
Hey, I just want to tell everybody out there in the grudge racing world, hey, what's happening? Let's keep this thing moving. And y'all be all right as long as y'all stay out the way of that gangster. Hey, Mississippi, stand up.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Hey, AC, you still on the phone, right, AC?
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me see if Showtime available. Showtime, are you available? Showtime must not have been available. Okay. Jay Barnes, I need you to give me this. AC, you got anything else you want to say, right?
No, you know I'm afraid.
No, come on, man. I'm being serious now. I just love to get your blood pressure up. I love you.
My final thoughts are afraid. I'm afraid, you know. I'm afraid of even announcing them.
All right. Well, anyway, Jay Barnes, you got to give us our final thought, and then after the final thoughts, you got to give us a prayer to close the show out. If nobody got nothing, I'm going to let Jay Barnes say his final thought and the prayer. Anybody want to say something, need to press the one button now before we get ready to sign off. Because, you know, it's been okay. We got to
some...
Go ahead, Jay
Barnes. All right, then. Well, the final thought would be this. Just remember that sometimes when we have done things wrong in the past, that don't mean we'll do things wrong in the future. As we work together, this grudge racing industry can become better.
I don't mean to do that, but let me interrupt because I overlooked somebody I'm supposed to. Let me see if Miss
okay.
New York. Miss New York, you there? Miss New York.
Yeah, I'm here.
Give me your final thoughts before Jake round this thing out. Now, we ain't got but a few minutes now, so give me your final thoughts, please.
I ain't got nothing to say. I'm good.
Okay. Jake, go ahead on, Jake, before she changes her mind. Go ahead, Jake.
if you know this, that it is coming together, though.
Jay, you got to stop. I got a doggone North Carolina guy.
Okay.
Come on. Hold up, Jay.
Okay.
1-9-7-6-2-5. What's on your mind?
Hey, dog, I apologize, man. I hit the button by accident.
I can't hardly hear you. Back up on the. We can't hear you. You muffled. Sound muffled.
I said, I apologize. I hit the button by accident. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No problem, bro. We love you. We done already got all the cussing and everything out. We everybody friendly now. So we appreciate it. No problem. Okay. All right, hold on a minute, Jay. You still got to go. I'll keep interrupting. Every time we say we're going to go, people, we want to talk. But I try to get everybody on every day they come on this thing, so we won't say we are looking over nobody. 561-7874, what's on your mind?
Willie God, this is your boy Chuck G. I just wanted to tell everybody hi, and it was a good show.
Okay, appreciate it, Chuck G. All right, bro.
All right.
All right,
hey,
down at Doggone Florida, y'all. 704.
Hey,
John,
we got
another hour. Huh? 704-3691.
I can't hear somebody in the background.
What
can you hear me?
Yeah,
hear me. I didn't want to ask Miss New York. Did she find out who that woman was yesterday come on and say she knew her?
I don't know. Miss New York, your mic on. You got a question. Who is Miss Juicy?
I know her. She's a coworker of mine. I know who she is.
But tell her when she come on there. You need to give her some instructions when she come on the show yesterday. She couldn't understand or couldn't hear shit.
Yeah, because she was driving, she said, and her phone was going in and out.
Okay, no problem. Y'all get me in trouble. Hold on a minute. 757-6775. What's on your mind?
Yeah, what's going on, dog? This is William Brown.
But you came on, bro. I was disappointed you didn't come on today. I didn't want to sit in, but I'm glad you're on, boy, because you make me feel good when you come on. What's up, William Brown the Third?
Nothing. I just reminding everybody. I had a few things I had to take care of. That's why I couldn't get on your show. But remind all the promoters, the track managers, them dates are important. And tomorrow will be the last conference call. Make sure all the promoters, your representative or somebody is on the phone so we can make sure you got your dates on that calendar and we can finalize this thing and get it moved.
Okay. Hey, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Well, Jay Barnes on the phone, too, now, so I think he's one of the main players in this game, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got his dates down that he gave me. Everything is coming together pretty smoothly. Like I say, tomorrow, we're going to have that last conference call with the promoters. Make sure you got somebody on the phone just in case maybe a date has changed since you gave us the date to put on the initial calendar. You know, we need to know that. So everything will be correct. That way it won't nobody seem like they got left out.
William Brown, one more thing then. You going to be in that big tie action this year?
Yeah, of course. I ain't going
nowhere.
You
sound like you was a little nervous then.
No. I'm just driving. I ain't nervous.
Okay, I got you, bro. All right.
Yeah, everything good. We hope to see a lot, and we're going to join a lot of those races that we weren't able to make years before because we really didn't know nothing about them. But now we know a lot about what's going on up and down the coast.
That's good, man. Like I said, it's ever expanding thing. We always welcome new blood to come in this stuff, man, to keep this thing rolling, man. We appreciate you, William Brown.
All right, dog.
William Brown, is you going to run any damn body?
Yeah, I'm going to run y'all. I'm just playing with you. Hey, you're driving from out the bushes. You're a bushwhacker, just like you told my joke.
Well, Ron, you know I got the message you every time I see you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Johnny. Yeah, we don't run yet. If I sell the car, we're going to get another one, so you ain't got to worry about me getting out of drag racing.
Okay. I hear that.
All right, then. Anybody got nothing else? Okay, Jay Barnes, if don't nobody flash me again, I'm going to let you go ahead and take us out again. Because, like I said, every time we get ready to go out, somebody want to say something. Anybody got anything they want to say, press the one button now so I know it. Anybody that got anything they want to say, I don't care what it's about, press the one button now so I know it. Otherwise, okay, go ahead, Jay.
All right, again, I'm glad that we're all working together. Everybody's lifting everything up. Remember to go on GrudgeInc.us, GrudgeInc.us. We'll start putting some ranking to these people so that if they don't earn a title, we'll be able to call them a protest and tuner, if nothing else. Dog, that's all I got to say. I invite everybody to Macon. I hope everybody have a nice evening. I say this is a lovely prayer. Heavenly Father, in your loving Son, Jesus Christ's name, I pray that all the men and women on this phone have glory for you. Open our hearts and minds to you. Let us be thankful for all the things that you provide. Let us enjoy life as you have planned it for us to enjoy. Let us keep our anger in control and our love abundance. In the name of your loving Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Damn, Jay, that was pretty good, that boy. If I didn't know better, amen. I swear you might be one Black Post Doc Joe, old Baptist preacher, man. All right, we want to thank everybody for listening today. I hope y'all didn't get too offended by my cousin. But, you know, I just did that to stir up some controversy, and we got stirred up a little controversy. We got some answers. We want to appreciate Brother AD for coming on and clarifying some stuff, and we want to appreciate all our listeners that's come on, because don't care what the question is or what the answer is, you'd be surprised. Sometimes you learn something. So until next week, we'll see you at the races or wherever we go. At Darlington tomorrow, it's 67 degrees. Sweet Willie talking about they snowed in. It's 67 degrees down here tomorrow at Darlington. So we'll see you whenever we see you. And don't forget to tune in to Post Doc Joe on Thursday and Wild Man tomorrow. And you never know what might fall out the hat. We love all y'all.
Man,
have a good night.
Hey,
yo. So wait, say what, Johnny? Hold on, Johnny wanted to say something. I didn't hang him up. He hung himself up. Let me see if I get Johnny back on. Johnny was trying to call me. Johnny, let me get Johnny back on here. I didn't hang Johnny up. Johnny hung himself up. But let me see if I get him back. He was trying to say something. Like I told y'all, you got to be quick on this shit because I'm quick because I'm trying to get the hell out of here. I'm sick. Miss New York, come hold my hand, Miss New York. No, I'll take that back. You might talk to me to death. You might go, Miss New York, so you can say something if you want. That's up. I didn't want to cut him off. I want you to go to voicemail on him. He was trying to talk. He must have hit the wrong button. Come on, Johnny. Answer the goddamn phone. William Brown, you scared him, didn't you?
He went in the bushes. The bush way.
If you'd like to leave a message, please do so after the tone. Thanks.
Yeah, hey, you went in the bushes, you scared black big belly fucker. William Brown told me to say that because he don't cuss. Bye, Johnny, you big head bastard.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that tells this tale will be busy. He's a clapping dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, street dog.